To what shall we compare the kingdom of Jesus if not a seed? It's small, it's sown, it's tended and grown, and it's sturdy within you and me. Its branches never break, and its fruit never withers. His kingdom is not of this world or of any kingdom whose ruler's face is on a penny. He's come to make all things bright, put a new wine in us. He's chosen the small things to outlast the great, the meek and the merciful to shine through the hate. Though it seems some days that hell and its gates are prevailing, oh say can't you see the kingdom within us is the kingdom of Jesus. Shall we compare the spirit of the hour, if not a sword? It frees us, unites us, it slaves and divides us in violence. Help us, Lord. His kingdom is not of this world or of any kingdom whose ruler's face is on a penny. He's come to make all things bright and put a new wine in us. He's chosen the small things to outlast the great, the meek and the merciful to shine through the hate. Though it seems some days that hell and its gates are prevailing, oh say can't you see we have one allegiance? It's to the kingdom of Jesus. He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. He who is in us is greater, and he's overcome the world. Oh, his kingdom is not one of slander or rage, but one that is ruled by the Lamb who was slain, who is worthy of honor and power and glory and strength. No pain, no division, no public disgrace will compare with seeing the smile on his face as he welcomes us home as children with places at the table. Neither death nor threat nor power can ever separate us from the love of God forever in Christ Jesus. Everything shall pass away, but not the world that's within us. It's the kingdom of Jesus.